But again, it's how you view yourself. If you are positive, you can be in the middle of a garbage heap and see positive, beautiful things right inside of it. It's based on your attitude, the way you vision, the way you look at life. For example, you can place a very negative individual in a very positive situation, and they will immediately make that situation negative because they will view it through negative eyes. You can place a very positive person in a negative situation, and guess what? They'll view it through the eyes of the positive, and that situation will become positive because they'll view it through the eyes of growth and discovery. That's why it's such a beautiful experience as you go through the concepts of learning and growing. And that's why this whole concept of life is so special. As you begin to experience in the third step, you begin to experience this process of faith and belief. You see, I have to believe in the concepts of life, that things can be positive and beautiful. And what I have learned over the course of my own life is that my energy is mine. It belongs to me. And if I work on it, if I develop it, and if I am able to open that trap, open that jail, and allow myself to leave it, all of a sudden I give myself permission to begin to experience the newness and the gentleness inside of my life. And so, yes, there is a God. The God that works within me, the beautiful concept of my creation. And the more I grow, the more I learn, the more I discover who I am, the more I can celebrate the gift of myself. So in these first three steps, we have experienced a very special process. We have experienced in these first three steps the beautiful process of discovery, the beautiful process of learning. We have experienced in these first three steps the beauty of reality. Let's look at them very quickly. In step one, we talked about the reality of life. Painful? Yes. We talked about powerlessness. We talked about the need for us to experience the greatest aspect of power in life. That to be powerless is to be powerful. Because I am powerful because I am admitting and accepting the beauty of self. In the second step, we learned the gift of honesty, the gift of humility, the gift of simplicity. The gift of humor, of opening ourselves up, the gift of relaxing, of enjoying life. We also learned in that beautiful step, we learned the beautiful concept of our humanity, and we gave ourselves permission to stop beating ourselves up, to treat ourselves in the very human way, and to look at ourselves through the eyes of the positive, through the eyes of the human. So nice to be human. In the third step, we learned the gift of the whole concept of letting go, of releasing. We learn the gift of letting go of our walls and our barriers and our jails. We learn the importance of opening up the little child inside of us. And we have learned in these first three steps the very basic things we look for in life. Before we can really go on the journey of self-discovery, we have to understand the needs that we have in life. What do the first three steps do for us? They teach us to put ourselves around safe people, to put us in a safe environment, and we call that the we, the fellowship, the sharing. They teach us to begin to experience unconditional love. They teach us to be around people that love us as we are. As we learn to accept ourselves, we accept others, and we do it without judgment. If we do that, we experience the gift of unconditional love. We experience in the first three steps the importance of opening ourselves up, of celebrating and playing, and of looking at life through the eyes of a child and beginning to experience the beauty of that child and to begin to experience the gentleness of that child and to allow that little child inside of us to come alive, to celebrate and to experience life. We also have experienced in this beautiful aspect, we have experienced the concept of family. And if I'm with support and with people around me, I can walk that journey because I know that they're there and I know that they'll support me. And my faith and my belief becomes very powerful. What I also learned in the first three steps is I learned the beautiful aspect of the growing power of pain. See, pain isn't so terrible. When I hurt, it means I have to look at it. When something strikes me, I have to look at it. I begin to realize that everything that goes on inside of me is always teaching. Even when you experience a physical pain, it means, please take care of that part of my body.